If you look at a map of the pipelines that run through the state of Michigan, it resembles a spider web. They are everywhere. More are planned and more are being constructed as we speak. As we learned in 2010, when a pipeline burst and polluted portions of the Kalamazoo River system, protection of our waterways may be lacking in some areas. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular part of Morning Edition every Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU. On Earth Day last month, a group of state lawmakers and the heads of some leading environmental groups publicly announced a package of legislation that aims to address pipeline safety and natural resources protections. Among them, 53rd District State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. And good morning to you and welcome back.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what this package of bills suggests to me is that the state lacks enough regulatory control and checks and balances of the oil and gas industry to better prevent another major spill like what we saw in the Kalamazoo River system.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. There's a number of very simple things we could do to improve our laws and regulations here in Michigan to do a better job of protecting the Great Lakes and all of the streams and rivers all over our state.
So what specifically would change from current policy with this package of bills?
Exactly. Well, most of the regulations on pipelines are at the federal level, and Michigan has really taken a hands-off approach for many, many years. These bills seek to step up and take some control and accountability here in Michigan. And at a minimal level, we're really beefing up the public notice requirements and making sure that when pipeline activity is coming to a community, like we're seeing with the Rover pipeline mm-hmm. right now, that people get better notice, that local governments are clued in to this impending construction in their community. And that's important. We also want local communities to be notified of spill activity and other environmental responses so that they can be ready on their end. But one of the big items is this Line 5, the pipeline that goes under the Straits of Mackinac, which is not covered under the state's Bottomlands Act. And we want to make sure that it is. We want to bring that pipeline into state regulation so that the DEQ would be required to
Why is it not right now?
Because it was actually installed before the state Bottomlands Act was passed.
It's about 60 years older. Or so.
Exactly. It's a 60-year-old pipeline. It's owned by Enbridge, the same company that had the problem in the Kalamazoo River. It's older than the pipeline that burst in the Kalamazoo River. And it carries a tremendous amount of oil underneath the straits. And we know from some great work that the National Wildlife Federation has done that that pipeline is not well anchored to the bottom. And it really has not been inspected very well, both inside and outside. So our bills...
And as a private company, they're not beholden to you to reveal maintenance records or anything else, correct?
Precisely, precisely. So what our bills would do is it would require the DEQ to set up a structure where that company, Enbridge, would have to go in there and inspect the pipeline on the inside and on the outside, provide certain reports to the state, and make sure that the public is kept well aware of what's going on down there so we can try to prevent the type of spill that, if it happened there, would be a catastrophe for the state of Michigan, both our environment and the Great Lakes, but also our economy. There's a tremendous epicenter of tourism funding up there or activity up there, and it would just be a disaster to see that area get flooded with
oil. It would be in the Straits, it would be in Lake Huron, it would be in Lake Michigan, and it would expand very quickly.
Exactly. It would be almost impossible to clean up. There's been some modeling of that, of how far and how fast it would spread. And one of the problems is that even if they were to catch a spill immediately, there's so much oil, there's tens of thousands of gallons of oil in that pipeline. Even if they caught it immediately, that would be a huge disaster. There would be tens of thousands of gallons of oil in the straits. And we know that what happened in Kalamazoo was they didn't discover the pipeline spill until, I think, about a little over 24 hours after it started. So this is an important concern for our Great Lakes and for the environment here in Michigan. And Michigan is not doing what it needs to do to get on top of this.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ann Arbor State Representative Jeff Irwin about pipeline safety legislation that he and other Democratic lawmakers introduced back on Earth Day. Now, we've talked about Line 5, which is of primary concern because of its location, but did these proposals in this package of bills address the difference between the care and maintenance of older pipelines like this one or the new ones that are under construction will be built in the future? I mean, there's differences on what we should expect, correct?
Exactly, and we're applying different new rules to these different types of pipelines. Obviously, the older pipeline under the straits, we're subjecting it to these rules around inspection and anchoring. With the new pipelines that are going in, I think that the hole in Michigan's laws is that our townships and our local governments, our cities and our residents are not given very good notice of when these pipelines are coming in, and they're not given notice when there are spill activities and response activities. All of that information is going to FERC and the EPA. And that information really needs to trickle down to the local level so that people have more information about what's happening in their communities and they can better prepare for it.
It has been my experience that when corporations and business leaders are faced with the prospect of more regulation, they get very concerned about the cost of doing business. Additional compliance means additional financial resources that need to be allocated. Has there been a cost analysis done with this package of legislation to see when a company takes on additional costs, you and I are going to end up paying the bill anyway? It's going to be passed along. So is there going to be a tremendous increase in the cost of doing business as a result of this legislation?
Well, I don't know if it's a tremendous increase of cost of doing business, but I do think that when you talk about the increased cost of meeting minimal public safety environmental regulations like we're talking about, they're paltry in the scheme of the larger balance sheet of a company like Enbridge. So, these are items that I know that industry isn't going to want to comply with, but I think that they have an obligation to, and if they're going to continue to run pipelines across Michigan bottomlands owned by the public of our state, they should have to comply with these minimum requirements.
There's also going to be some additional burden on the state of Michigan. It seems to me that there would have to be more and better staffing for oversight and compliance assurance, correct?
Absolutely, and that's why in one of the bills in the package, it's actually the bill that I've sponsored, there is an additional permit fee for the companies that will fund the staff that will be required to make sure that these reports are done and make sure that the inspections are done and make sure that they're done well.
As we've discussed, these bills were first introduced to the public on Earth Day, and we're nearly a month down the line now. Where do they stand in Lansing? Where are we headed with this?
Well, the bills have been referred to committee. They haven't been taken up yet, but we're hopeful that they will. There's a bipartisan concern about this issue, particularly around the Straits of Mackinac. And last fall, right around the time we first introduced these bills last year, the governor decided to impanel a task force to look at what should be done about pipeline safety in Michigan. Those folks have been meeting for many, many months now, and they're expected to release a report. And I'm hopeful that when they release their report, it'll come up with some of the similar answers that we've come up with, and then we can put those two pieces together and do some bipartisan pro-environment legislation. Yeah, I think that that's what I'm hoping for here in the next couple of weeks when the governor's report comes up.
And where does it have to go from beyond there? Is this something you can see action being taken on before the end of the calendar year? Can we get something in place in time to address the immediate concerns that we have about pipelines?
Well, I certainly hope so. There's a lot of concern, particularly about this Line 5. I think a lot of people here in Michigan would love to see that traffic rerouted around the states, the straits. I would certainly love to see that. But what we've proposed in these bills are really a first step. And so I'm hopeful, genuinely hopeful, that when the governor's team comes out with their report, that we'll be able to walk hand in hand and at least take this first step together. I think it's going to be a little bit harder to get Enbridge to permanently reroute this traffic around the straits, but you'd think that at a minimum level, we could require inspections and anchoring and some of those basic things to keep the straits safe.
Well, when the governor's report comes out, let's do this again.
All right. Well, I'd love to do that.
Thank you very much. That is Ann Arbor State Representative Jeff Irwin. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature on Morning Edition. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.